That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Wednesday. It is hump day, and I'm so excited to be sitting down with a woman I like to hump on the daily. Taylor Strecker. Hi, Taylor Strecker.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey.
I'm so excited to be here. You know this is my favorite place to be. It truly is.
Are you still feeling insecure about your hey, girl, hey? We talked about that on your podcast.
I'm over it. I love it.
And it's the best.
And now I have something I have to ask you.
What?
How would you feel if I changed it to hey, girly girl, hey?
No. First of all, girly girl is my thing.
I know it. I fucking know it.
And second of all, like, don't mess with perfection. Hey, girl, hey, like, it's okay. Truly perfect.
Okay, thank you. I will.
And
I will
get off my job.
Confident in it. Oh my God, I'm so jet lagged.
I know. Okay, well, so first of all, Taylor is here. She's one of my favorite co-hosts, host of the Taylor Strecker Show on Patreon. She does a daily show also. You're so funny. You know what's so funny? Every time you come here, you like have to be like a publicist for the Vanderpump Rules crew. And today,
it's unfucking believable.
Your timing is impeccable. We've actually had this on the schedule for over a week.
like for real.
Yeah. And now you're just coming here on the heels of major Vanderpump Rules news.
I know.
It's our top story today.
I know.
You just got back from LA hanging out with the VPR crew.
Yeah.
Look, before we get into Tom and Katie, how's the VPR galleys doing?
They're so good. So Stassi and Bo, that's like obviously who I'm staying with the whole time. So actually, I had a gift for you specifically. From Bo. So Stassi
from
is,
Bo.
Stassi is a daily listener of the Morning Toast now.
You know what? I did know that.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to secure her for a guest co-host when she comes to promote her book.
She was talking like she was definitely going to come do it.
Oh my God. I cannot believe. But
she was like, I'm nervous because now I'm like a fan.
Oh my God. The thing is that the Morning Toast, I don't know if you know this, but we recently found out that Kylie Jenner listens to the Morning Toast.
Shut the fuck up.
It's like 90%.
Hi, Kylie.
No, it's like, it's 10% conspiracy, 90% facts.
I think it's facts.
No, we like know, but like, we're not like 100% sure, but like
come
we know.
Come on, tell me how you know.
I'll tell you later.
Okay, fine.
Honestly, obviously you don't listen to the toast because we've been talking about it all week.
I'm a little busy doing 2 hours.
I can't believe you do 2 hours a day.
I can't either, honestly. Like even in LA Sauce, it's like you work too hard.
Yeah, totally.
So who knows what the future holds, but for now, 2 hours daily. It's not video, it's audio, but you should check it out. She started listening to, she's like, you know, her book's coming out. She's like kind of like ready to get back into the world.
Yeah.
And so she said that her first foray was, I was on her Patreon. She just talked about it. January 1st of 2022, she told herself, I'm going to start listening to podcasts again that are like not just like true crime and history and shit like that. And so she started with you guys.
Wow, that is so flattering.
And she's like a big fan. And she's also listening to Taste of Taylor, which
of course,
is my podcast.
Of course.
But it's a big thing to like listen to your friends and enjoy it.
I know.
So anyway, but so she was listening and she has just like on in the house and you guys are talking about the Rams before the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And so Bo sent me home with a Rams champion hat for you.
That's actually a hilarious gift.
Which I fucking left on my kitchen table.
You're such a dope. Like,
I mean, do we want to talk about our text exchange trying to confirm today?
I
was going to post it.
You're the only person on the planet who doesn't respond to a text message for hours. Like, that's insane.
Claudia, I liveth in the moment.
No, you don't. Every time I'm with you, you're on your phone.
Such a truth. No, I'm only on my phone with you guys because you guys are all on your phone and I feel uncool.
Okay, don't project.
It's like a Paris Hilton prop.
Don't project your insecurities onto me, bitch, okay?
So, no, I am like, When my phone's down, my phone is down. So
you were in LA. I know you were like batch recording podcasts.
Like back to back to back doing all this stuff.
But like I just wanted to confirm you. You were the last one to confirm before I could post the schedule, get the toasters excited. Right.
Well, when I saw the schedule go up immediately after, I understood the anger, the deep rage. I was
like,
coming
where the
from
fuck
her.
Are you? Like, it's one thing not to answer for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, but like 4 hours.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
It's like, really? I was getting
really fucking annoyed.
But then I was like, wait, I'm scared people. I think she's being too big of a bitch.
No, you can post it.
Okay, so basically, okay, Taylor, okay. When are you back? This is Friday at 3:24 p.m. When are you back? I'm scheduling you for Wednesday on the toast. Does it work for you? At 5:23.
Two hours later.
It's actually
a lot.
1 hour and 59 minutes later.
2 hours, okay? Yes.
Taylor, in all caps, bitch, if you don't answer me. And so my wife texted me.
Oh, I also texted your wife. And I was like, tell your bitch ass wife to fucking check her phone.
So anyway, I got Tay's first and I was like, shit. So I wrote, God, I'm sorry. And then Claudia goes.
What time did you finally respond?
Huh?
What time did you finally respond?
Fucking 2 hours later.
Okay.
Okay, okay. And then she just goes, Wednesday, question mark. I said, yes, I'll be back Wednesday, exclamation point. And then she wrote great in all caps, bye.
I guess if you don't know me, like, that does sound rude. But, like, I am just, like, I'm all business, you know?
I know.
I'm a businesswoman.
No, and I respect your boss business vibes.
And you look like a boss business lady today. You look stunning.
Thank you.
Where's this outfit from? Let me guess. Zara?
Okay, top is Zara.
Yeah.
Shoes are Zara.
Uh-huh.
Ring is my ex-husband. And then the pants are fucking Fabletics.
Wow,
and
you
I am
great.
And I am here for, thank you. You look great. I like you in neon.
Thank you so much. I don't look as great as you.
So anyway, I forgot your present. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'll suck desking. I'm sorry. But Stassi and Bo, say hi.
Oh my God, I cannot believe Stassi's like a morning, like a routine listener. Like she's DM'd me and Jackie a few times about things we spoke about on the toast.
Yep.
And she was like, but I didn't know that meant like homegirl was tuning in every day. You just love to see like women lifting up other women.
Yes, right?
Yes.
So they're great. They're getting ready for the wedding.
Oh, right.
I announced. So it's coming out like in 2 weeks on Taste of Taylor. Should I just say there is an announcement about the wedding? Fuck you. No. I'm gonna give you firsthand Tom and Katie shit.
Okay,
so I'm saving this for me. Taste of Taylor, there's an announcement about Stassi and Bo's wedding that we talk about on Taste of Taylor.
And do I know what it is?
Yeah, I think you do.
So should I blurt it out?
Don't you fucking dare! But I have to get a really great dress for it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like fucking panicking about
that. You're talking a lot about it. I think people are going to be able to guess.
Well, they can guess.
Okay.
But if they want to confirm it.
Taste of Taylor. So you're joining me today, co-hosting with the toast. We're going to dive into the Fast Five. Obviously, I really want to pick your brain about Tom and Katie.
Of course.
I'm like left here like devastated with my heart in a million pieces.
I'm really sad too.
And it's also Wednesday, which is our Dear Toasters Day, where people write in for some advice. And for some reason, you randomly have co-hosted like 5 Wednesdays in a row. And I think you give really good advice just because you've lived like a really interesting life.
Thank you.
And I think you've like made mistakes and built yourself up many times, both personal and in business. So I feel like you actually offer like wise wisdom.
I'm incredibly wise, thank you, which is actually code for old, which I also am. And no, but I just feel like I can really see the world from like everyone's perspective almost now. Not everyone's, but like a lot. Like even like my dad, I feel like I get his vibe for the first time in my life. So yes, thank you. I'm great at advice. It's Bashir that I'm here.
It's Bashir. I'm so excited that you're here. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And I'm really excited to just like poke and prod you for questions. So I think we should just dive in.
Let's do.
Here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. And today's episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter uses its powerful technology to find and match the right candidates up with your job. Then it proactively presents these candidates to you. You can easily review these recommended candidates and invite your top choices to apply for your job, which encourages them to apply faster. Their technology at ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And according to the latest research, 90% of employers plan to make enhancing the employee experience a top priority in 2022. After all, a happy workplace is key to attracting and keeping great employees. Find the right employees for your workplace with ZipRecruiter. Try it for free at this exclusive link, ziprecruiter.com/toast. That's ziprecruiter.com/TOAST. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Today's episode is also brought to you by Framebridge, which is personally like a favorite sponsor of mine. I have so many Framebridge items in my home, and also Framebridge is just reinventing the framing industry because the framing industry is archaic. So Framebridge makes it easy and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without ever leaving your home. You can add a gallery wall to your home office. You can send the perfect gift from art prints and diplomas to the photos just sitting in your phone. You can Framebridge just about anything. Here's how it works. Go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or if you have a physical photo, they'll send you packaging to safely mail it in. Preview your photo in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts, then you'll choose your favorite or get free recommendations from their talented designers. The experts at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door. Instead of the hundreds you would pay at a framing store, their prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use the code TOAST. So you can order online at framebridge.com, or you can stop by one of their stores in New York, DC, Atlanta, Philly, Boston, or Chicago. Get started today, frame your photos, or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and use the promo code TOAST to save an additional 15% off your first order. Framebridge.com, promo code TOAST. Framebridge.com, promo code TOAST. If you've moved into a new apartment, a new office, it's like the perfect way to personalize your home, and it's so affordable. Like, framing does not need to be so expensive. I don't know, like, why these framers have been acting out of control for years. Okay, so let's dive into the Fast Five. Obviously, the thing on everyone's mind, People Magazine, Vanderpump Rules, Tom Schwartz, and Katie Maloney split after 12 years together. Although we may be on different paths, they say, we will continue to love and support one another's happiness. Thank you for all the kind words. So they both posted, there was like a bunch of rumors floating around.
Yeah, like, break that down. So I have known about this for a couple weeks now. Mm-hmm. And it has like been an ongoing thing. Like, I don't even think I was privy to like the length of time that this has been going down. But having been married before and then like going through a divorce and separation, I actually, like, I know how it goes down, and it does not happen overnight. It takes forever.
It's a crack, and then it's a full.
You got it.
Okay. So there were rumors going on about it, and honestly, I didn't really believe it because.
When did the rumors start?
Like a couple days ago.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I just wouldn't talk to anybody.
I know, you were in LA, and then I saw your stories. Like, weren't you with them both?
So this is the thing, is like, it really is amicable, and it's not bullshit, good. You know? And so it's like, I know, conscious uncoupling, blah, 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 but that's like Gwyneth, and I actually do love Gwyneth now, but she
I would take a bullet for her.
Right, but she can be a little, like, it's just so easy. Right. I woke up like this vibes, and it's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But in this case, I mean, I can't even like talk about the Bubba of it all because it like breaks my fucking heart.
I know.
But like, they are still like socializing together. Good. Like, we were, so I knew about it like a couple weeks ago. And then when I got out there, we had dinner, me and Stassi and Katie. So of course, like, we like talked more about it. But like, I even kind of felt like maybe I felt like, as somebody who loves a relationship, like I was like, is there a world in which maybe there could be, is like a trial or something? And who knows what the future holds, is I guess what I'm trying to say. But like, I also like, but that's the thing about relationships. You never like, nothing is ever fully set in stone. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of like trying to be supportive and not like stick my nose in too much.
Yeah, of course. Because it's so hard, especially when you've been together for so long. And especially when your relationship has been on national television for so long and people just love to criticize.
Yes.
And Tom and Katie like have been the butt of a lot of jokes.
Yes.
Which is just annoying. And now I think like people who, you know, are like trolling them online were like, we knew, we were, oh, which is just like such a fucking annoying thing to say.
So
I do have to say, I was left kind of breathless by Tom Schwartz's statement,
yeah,
which was just shocking to me because, first of all, he kind of let us know, like, Katie's the one leaving him. Katie's the one who's decided this marriage no longer works for her. She's no longer happy.
Yeah.
Which I love because I think we've seen on the show for a while, and the show's not everything, but, like, she deserves more and she deserves better.
Yeah.
And she's just been, like, you know, miles ahead of him when it comes to like maturity.
Absolutely.
And yep. So I thought this was such a mature statement. I'm going to read it because I was like, not to be dramatic, like I was breathless. I was like,
I was too.
Okay. So this is what he wrote.
I was too.
Well, this sucks. How am I supposed to capture 12 years of love in a fucking canned Instagram caption? What picture am I supposed to use? Is there a go-to breakup font? I wanted to clear the air on some of the rumors floating around. Katie and I are separating. I'm not quite really used to the D word yet, because it's too painful. Yes, my heart aches, but I'll be okay. Not looking to evoke any sympathy here. I'm not the victim. Not going to write too sad a song. I fully respect Katie's decision, and we've had a healthy, productive conversation about it. It would be far sadder if she decided to stay with me while not happy. After 9 years on reality TV show, it feels a little tone deaf to say, please respect our privacy,
right?
Especially while posting this. So instead, I'll ask you to please be kind. I don't judge you for any snap judgment. If I was watching Us on Vanderpump Rules for the last 9 years, I'd be making them too.
Right.
Perception gets skewed because of seeing snippets of our lives on the show, but I'm telling you, we had some of the most blissful, romantic, fun times humanly possible over the course of our relationship. I'm talking heaven on earth level of joy.
I know.
Oh man, I'm like literally gonna cry.
Me too.
She taught me so much about love and being a better partner. It's hard not to feel like a statistic, another failed marriage.
Yep.
I don't look at it as a failure. As sad as I am, still happy to say there's no anger or bitterness. Zero. Still so much love for you, Katie, and your family. I don't think we were ever a model couple. Maybe we are a model divorce. A dubious title, I suppose. Also, I'm aware of the tragedies taking place in the world right now. I have perspective. I'll be fine. So I'll shut up now and say it one last time. Love you, bub. Always and forever, you'll be in my heart. On my ass, maybe not so much. And then a couple pictures. Like, I thought...
I mean, the best pictures ever. The last one, Kill Me, where he was, like, passing her, like, an April spritz.
Yeah. The thing is like, it makes me, like, annoyed at him because I felt... as a fan of the show, like, so frustrated with him over the last couple of years. It's like, your wife is so much smarter than you, so much more mature than you. Like, she's always right. And, like, you don't listen to her and you don't even, like, have the amount of respect that you should have for your wife.
Right.
And so, on one hand, I'm, like, extremely happy for Katie. I do think, like, she's going to
thrive,
get into another relationship and see, like, what it's really supposed to be like.
Right.
But when people have been together for so long and we feel a part of their journey, like, I do feel, like, a twinge of sadness. Like, I feel like it's the right thing to do. But I don't know why I feel so invested. I've been watching the show, I guess, for, 8 to 9 years?
Well, and that's the thing about Katie and Tom is, like, they were so honest about the relationship and their flaws.
I know.
Which made them relatable.
Yeah, but it also, you know, made them victim to, like, trolls.
Totally.
And people saying really mean things.
So I will say that I was kind of holding out hope. Like, I was like, maybe were just you? Do, like, a... I was like, maybe just do a separation.
Right,
maybe
a break.
Apart. Maybe this, that, and the other. And then when the... So... like I said, I knew about it a couple weeks ago. I got up there. I obviously started learning more about it, but then the rumor started and I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Because I knew I was going to get asked. And like on the Taylor Strecker show, I have like people that work at People on my show and I'm like, damn it. Like, and I can't confirm anything, but I also don't like lying.
Yeah, of course.
So, and then when we were out there, a news story broke that like there had been confirmation from James Kennedy,
right.
Fucking dick.
Yeah.
And so, and obviously like Katie and Tom, that's the thing too is when I say... Like, they're, like, navigating this, trying to figure out how they're going. Like,
they weren't withholding. They were figuring it out.
Yes. Like, they needed, like, a second to, like even in their own relationship talk it through.
Right.
Before they're making this, like, public statement.
Right.
And then fucking James Kennedy takes it from them. He's such a dick.
Every time he makes, like, a little progress on the show, like, he just one step forward, three steps back.
So, like, when he's commenting on their shit, I'm like, get the fuck out of here, James.
Yeah.
But the very next day, it was Ocean's first birthday. And we were at Jax and Brittany's for it. They hosted it, which was very nice of them.
It was really nice.
Really nice. But it was like very like mermaid-y theme.
Cute.
It was really cute.
How are Jax and Brittany doing?
They're good.
Good.
They're really good.
Good.
You know them. You were at their wedding.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I haven't seen them on TV in a while.
Right.
And so I just like,
I always forget that because like they all are so themselves.
And they're so in close person. In real life.
Yeah. I like forget that they're not on the show.
Kristen
Doty was there at the party.
Good. I'm so glad. I love the.
I had a little kiki with Raquel about James.
Oh, was James there? No.
No, he was not.
Good.
She's thriving. Good. I actually really like her after.
Good.
She was like making it a point to like kind of say to people like, I get that you have an opinion about me from that. And like, I get it too. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm a different person now and I'm free. So
good
for her. Sheena looked right through me per usual.
Oh. Sheena at the Academy of Country Music Awards.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, and I saw Brock too, and I was like shook by Brock's girth in person.
Right?
Yeah.
He is Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Tay, who's a lesbian.
Yeah.
Was like, he is the hottest man I've ever seen.
Really?
And it made me furious.
Oh my God. I did never, you know, thought that would be Tay Donahue's
type. I know.
Right?
Oh. She likes the thicky thick thing.
You are sick.
Sheena actually, we talked at the end, but she has every right to look through me. I have talked nothing but bullshit about her for a decade.
At least you acknowledge that.
But Katie and Schwartz were there and seemingly arrived together. I mean, they live like around the corner.
Do they still live together?
They're living together right now, yeah.
Good, okay.
So when I say it's amicable, it's like totally not bullshit. Like,
okay.
They showed up to the party. They were like, you know, a little sadder versions of themselves,
right.
But like they were still, they're still friends. They still in the same friend group. I saw some people writing like, there's no way they could be broken up because Stassi was just seen like with Schwartz on Sunday and she wouldn't do that. It's like, no, they're all
best
friends
of like 10, 15 years.
Yeah. I mean, Schwartz is going to be yeah, I mean, it's like their wedding now. The bridal party was like super big before, but like now it's a much smaller guest list.
Right.
So it's a smaller bridal party, but like Schwartz is still like very much a part of like Beau's bridal groom right. entourage.
Party, yeah.
So no, they're actually it's amicable.
Good. Okay. I mean,
genuinely not bullshit.
It's so sad, but I do think it's the right decision for everyone involved.
I know.
And I'm looking forward to Katie, like, getting into, when the time is right, like, getting into a new relationship and seeing, like, wow, you know, I could be valued.
I know.
And I could be with someone, you know, on my level in terms of, like, emotional maturity.
Yeah.
And emotional intelligence. Like, I'm excited for
her. She deserves that. And they both deserve to be...
Happy.
Happy, exactly. I just,
honestly, like, I just don't think that they are right for each other, honestly.
No, I agree. And I think that they both actually see that now, too.
Now, yeah.
But I think that they'll still be friends. I really, I don't think it's going to end up like me and husband.
Nobody wants enemies.
No, I have so many. I'd speak to that very well.
Okay, next story is a continuation on a story that's been going on for literal months.
Yep.
Kanye West harassing and terrorizing everyone. Speaking of enemies. Media. Kanye West is worried Pete Davidson will get Kim hooked on drugs. So Kanye West is now concerned about Pete Davidson's influence on Kim Kardashian. The Yeezy designer went on a social media tear against Pete this Wednesday, saying he's really concerned Davidson will get his ex-wife hooked on drugs. He said, I'm really concerned that Skeet will get my kids' moms hooked on drugs. He's in rehab every 2 months. It's unclear what made Kanye discuss Pete Davidson's history with drugs, as the comment he screenshotted, that was the picture, was, the way Skeet used Kim's marital status to address Kanye was a sneak diss towards her, and she didn't even catch it. Okay, I can't. It's every day. It's like a new story about his Instagram. This is like, you think it's like he can't go any lower, and then he goes low. Like, he's using someone's substance problems issues. And addiction against them. Like, that's just so low.
Yep.
And this whole situation, like, has just made me, like, really fall in love with Pete Davidson.
Like, I agree.
The way he's just, like, standing up for Kim and, like, being such a stand-up guy and, like, showing up for the kids, like...
And even being, like, when he was texting Kanye on Sunday
right.
and saying, like, dude, I'll meet with you. Like,
yeah,
he's a stand-up guy and he's like, I have mental health, so do you. So he, like, gets it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Kanye's just out of control.
I know. And when this whole journey first started for Kanye, like, being an animal on social media, at first I was like, you know what? I don't think we should discuss it. He's obviously, you know...
Mental health.
Going through, like, a bout of, you know, issues with his mental health.
Right.
But now it's just been so long where, like, I'm so fucking annoyed at Kanye. Like, he might have lost me forever. Like, I'm so done with him.
He will have me because of College Dropout. Like, that album is my everything. And that also, like, ages me, but whatever.
It does, yeah.
But I do think that... Especially with Pete being like, I have lived with mental health problems, but it's not an excuse to be like this abusive.
Right.
That actually is shining such a light on it where I think we are allowed to be like, listen, I just had this great guy, Jared Lipscomb, on my show, and he is like a big part of like the Free Britney movement. And so a lot of the Free Britney people are like on Team Kanye because of like Kim stuff in the past. Like, it's very like...
Twisted.
Yeah. And he was saying, like, no, I'm sorry, but, like, mental health issues are not a reason to be, like, abusive towards other people. Like, there is medication. There is help at his fingertips, especially right. someone like Kanye.
Who has so much access. And then you think of, like,
right.
how this happens to, like, so many women on, like, such a small scale, and they don't have, like, what Kim has. Kim has, like, you know, round-the-clock security
right.
and all these different, like, people who work for her and just all these levels of protection. And it's just, like, it's not funny. Like, I don't enjoy, like, talking about these stories whatsoever. And, like,
right.
I really have started to, like, fucking hate Kanye.
He's you know, he's a control freak.
Yeah.
And we can see it every single day that he's harassing them.
It's abuse.
It is. And I'm just happy she is Pete. And he's,
Me
like,
too.
He really is...
Everything. I know. Like, what this started out as, like, obviously, like, a rebound, a fling, but, like, I'm now feeling like these two could get married. Like,
right?
No, like, the way
he's like, the real deal.
And they've been through now, like, so much trauma together, and that really builds people to, like, bonds relationships.
I can't see them long term, though.
I know I couldn't, but, like, now I can.
Maybe. What do you think the deal is with him, though? Because he has these, like, fast and furious relationships.
Right.
And then, like, it's, like, super hot and heavy. And they get engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second they're engaged, it burns out, like, immediately.
Right. And it's, like, is the burning out on behalf of Pete or of the lady? I mean,
it's
right.
It's got to involve him to some
Phoebe
degree.
Phoebe Dinever, you know, Kate Beckinsale, Ariana Grande.
Yes.
You're right. Like, but this Kim thing has been going on since October. So it's not, like, nothing.
I don't know. Do you feel like he got, like, is there any world in which he just got, like, cast for the new Hulu show? Like, this
no,
is his
my
job?
God. Do not spew that Kardashian. That is, okay, that shit bothers me so much. Like, how everything, it's, you know, it's so funny. It's actually really similar to what people say about Taylor Swift. Like, how everything she does, like, has to be, like, some sort of calculated thing for her image.
Like she's never just living.
Right, can people just live?
We're just living our lives.
No, and like, can I live?
Yes, she can live. Fine, it's real.
It's real. Yeah. Did you see the trailer for the Hulu show?
Yes.
I thought it looked amazing.
I had chills.
Chills.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
I've turned the corner on the Kardashians. I'm like finally fucking on board.
Okay, my God. I mean, it's
way long overdue. I know. It's 2022. I shouldn't even be allowed.
Do you think it was internalized misogyny from you being in the closet?
Yes.
Okay.
Now nobody can come for me.
Right, right. No, like you have a reason.
Let me just drape my gay cloak over myself.
Okay, next story is about Rihanna. Pregnant Rihanna says she's in her third trimester and she will be psycho about protecting her baby.
Uh-huh.
So Rihanna's not playing around about her baby on the way. During a recent interview with Elle, the pregnant 34-year-old singer opened up about her future life as a mom, sharing that she's entered her third trimester. Wow, I thought she was so much earlier on. The artist who's expecting her first baby with A$AP Rocky said that as a fan of the Real Housewives franchise, she thinks her parenting style to be similar to the Real Housewives of New Jersey's Teresa Giudice.
Oh, jeez.
Teresa from Jersey does not play about her kids. She will flatten you about those kids. And that resonates with me a lot because I feel like that's the type of mom I'm going to be. Psycho about it. The Grammy winner then quipped that she'll actually be worse than Giudice, adding, "You'll talk about my kids, it's over." Oh my, that's iconic that she referenced the Real Housewives of New
she
Jersey.
She loves Bravo.
I know.
Heather Gay's her favorite, right?
Is she?
Yes.
Heather Gay might be my least favorite housewife to ever grace the stage.
We must discuss. Well, I will say this. I've always loved Heather. Whitney, I have like my finger on because I can't quite tell with her.
I loved Heather and I really loved Heather the first season, and she's had such a fall from grace. Like, she's the way she acted this entire season was disgraceful and embarrassing and beyond messy.
For me, it was the reunion that sealed the deal of me being like, come on, Heather, get it together.
No, and
you're better than this.
Whitney and Heather were
Whitney's a bad influence.
Yes, Whitney and Heather were so out of control, they actually made me feel bad for Lisa Barlow.
Me too. I love Lisa Barlow.
I kind of love her too.
She can call me a whore all she wants.
Yeah, I mean, and I did fuck half of New York. And I, like, ride or die wholeheartedly for Meredith Marks.
See, that's where we have to
differ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really? Meredith Marks?
Yeah.
Come
She's
on.
100% right about everything. Tell me what she did wrong and I'll fight you on it.
Her outfit choice.
Okay, that's not agreed. But see, that's what someone would say who doesn't have a legitimate gripe with Meredith Marks.
I know I went low.
Do you have a legitimate gripe with Meredith Marks? Because I'll fight you on it.
The way she speaks, I mean, she's again. A human Xanax.
Again. Low blow. Say something concrete. Say something wrong she actually did.
Was not a good communicator about when her dad's memorial was.
What the fuck does she owe these women? Seriously, what the fuck does she owe these women?
She just comes across like...
And in the reunion, I think we found...
She's hiding something when I'm actually in that relationship. She's not.
I think maybe she just doesn't want to share her lives with these women because they're fucking evil and they turn on each other every 10 seconds.
Then as Andy Cohen said to Ramona... Then don't go on a reality TV show.
Why? It's a job. And I think she participates. She shows up to everything. Mary shows up to nothing.
That's also fair.
She shows up to everything and she gives it a go.
She okay. She was team Mary. Ride or die for Mary.
The women left her out there to die with her only life raft being Remy. Mary. Every single woman on the show like turned their back on her. She had no fucking friends.
I guess so.
We've seen a lot of housewives in that debacle.
Why do you stand Meredith so hard?
Because she's right.
You know, this makes me so upset in our friendship because we are always on the like opposing sides of housewives.
In Bethany versus Jill, where were you?
Oh, Jill was at Ocean's party. Isn't that wild?
What?
I know. I was like shook. I would say back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard to transport back there. I guess I would have to say Bethany, but like now in retrospect, Jill.
I was team Jill from the start.
Okay, so I guess we're not totally on opposite islands.
Even though in the Bethany versus Jill saga, in the moment, like, Jill was wrong. Like, she was just being so hard on Bethany.
Right.
For what reason? For what?
She was like, I'm the boss of you and, you know, do what I say.
The power dynamic shifted and Jill wasn't ready for it.
Exactly.
But back to Rihanna.
Yes, please.
What do you think about her pregnancy style? Like, everywhere she goes, her belly's out, which I fucking love.
I'm here for it. I think she's such an icon. I mean, I just, like, can't believe... that someone gets to be her child.
I know.
The depths of jealousy that I go so into. True. I'm like so mad at my mom that she's not Rihanna, you know?
I know. That's
I know.
Such
how
a
dare
call.
She?
Mm-hmm. And your dad's not A$AP Rocky.
Oh, how dare my dad? I mean, I won't even speak to him anymore because he's not a billionaire.
Oh,
like stop wasting my life.
That might be one of the most fucked up things you've ever said. And that's like a long list
saying
of things.
A lot.
Oh my God, no, you're right. Like Rihanna's baby's like just like so blessed. And what do you think, what is your, like, now that, you know, two of my sisters have babies, like, I think about this a lot, like, you know, posting your baby on social media now, like, a lot of your friends have a lot of kids, like, what are your thoughts on it?
You know, I'm like, I think I'm totally fine with it, especially moving forward. I mean, like, if I'm going to have this child in my life and pay for all of its shit, it needs to pull its own weight, and it can do so on social media.
100%.
You know, so that's why I'm also very much here for it. I don't know. I mean, there's sometimes with Tay's, only because Tay's sister is private on Instagram, where, like, we post our nephews, and I get, like, pangs of, like, worry. Like,
I know. Does she care?
She doesn't care, but, like, I just get nervous about it, and then, like, I'm like, God forbid anything bad happened. Like, and if it was
your fault.
So I guess we shall see.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm very cautious with other people's kids. Like, before I post about Hartford, I asked Aussie. Right. Like, always.
Because now I'm, like, in a family where we don't post our kids on social media.
You don't?
No.
How does that
work for you? I totally respect it, especially when we've been through some of these scandals that we've been
through.
We've seen, like, a particularly dark, disgusting corner of the internet.
Yep.
One that you would never want to expose a child to. And I totally, I agree with their decision. I just don't know what I'm going to do.
Like, what do you think Rihanna is going to do? I think, like, she'll be protective as fuck.
I think it's becoming more and more popular for celebrities to not show their kids on social media. And I actually think it's the right decision. People are so fucking crazy.
I think that's why she's showing her stomach so much. Because she's like, this is the last time you'll see this baby.
And you're never going to get another album, so.
Ever.
Ever. We've got more stories for you, and they're brought to you by Stamps.com. Time is money. Don't waste either with repeated trips to the post office. With Stamps.com, you can skip the trip and focus on how to take your small business to the next level. Stamps.com lets you print official postage right from your computer, and it saves you money in the process, so you can spend less time at the post office and more time making your customers happy. Stamps.com saves you time, money, and stress. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been an indispensable resource for over 1 million businesses. They give you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer. And you get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like 40% off USPS, 76% off UPS. So whether you're sending invoices, you have a side hustle Etsy shop, a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com is here to make your life a little easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer. Stop overpaying for shipping with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code TOAST for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. There's no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code TOAST. Okay, next story is, I know you, like, are not familiar with the Flip or Flop drama.
I'm not.
But Flip or Flop has officially been canceled, thanks to Tariq El Moussa's complicated love life. Okay.
Oh, so Tariq from, like, Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
Okay.
So years ago, there was this couple, Tariq and Christina El Moussa, and they had a show called Flip or Flop.
Okay.
And they were, like, a bargain basement version of Chip and Joe. Like, they have the tackiest style, their homes are heinous, and they, like, clearly hated each other. But, like, I think it did pretty well for HGTV.
Okay.
Then, one day, like, it was the perfect family, you know, and they had, like, multiple kids. One day, this news story comes out. It was like a live reporting from TMZ. Tariq fled the house wielding a gun.
Stop.
Went into the mountains. There was, like, a helicopter chasing him. It was chaotic.
Stop.
Chaos. Then we never heard what happened. Like, it was just, like, silence. And then they shortly after got divorced.
Obviously. Okay. Well, yeah.
Which was just, like, you know, fans of the show were like, obviously, this is the end of the show. It's like a couple.
Right.
But then they started to do the show, like, as divorced parents, and it was like, okay, fine, whatever.
Did they hate each other a little bit less?
No, like, the show totally went downhill, but, like, they kept the jig up.
Okay.
Then they both, like, started having, like, the most bizarre romantic lives. Like, Christina, the wife,
right,
has been, like, married and divorced, I think, once or twice.
Stop.
She was married to, married to Ant Anstead, who's now dating Renee Zellweger.
Jesus
Christ. It's just so weird. Now she's engaged to another guy whose sister used to host a podcast with Heather, Rae Young. Like,
no!
It's so twisted.
And messy.
Somebody once made a TikTok of, like, all the relationships they've had since they've got divorced and how they're all, like, inextricably linked.
Are they torturing each other through dating?
I don't know. So they're just, like, so beyond messy.
Is Heather Bay a pawn?
Yes.
Really?
But all this time, the show has just, like, limped along.
Yeah.
Reflecting where they're at in their lives. But as of this week, the show has officially been canceled.
Are you excited or sad?
I mean, I haven't watched the show in years. It's literal trash. But after 9 years, the exes Tariq and Christina El Moussa have vaguely announced that they're ending their popular HGTV series Flip or Flop without giving viewers a real reason why. But now Page Six says there seems to be one. Christina, who's now Christina Hack, initially said she was filled with gratitude to have filmed 10 seasons of the show, but didn't mention her ex by name in the social media post.
Okay.
She wrote, bittersweet news to announce. It's the end of an era. Next week's episode of Flip or Flop will be the series finale. Oh, wow. She gave fans like no...
Heads up.
Meanwhile, Tarek, who shares 11-year-old and 6-year-old with Christina,
right,
announced his appreciation for the viewers who supported him over the years and teased a new project. He said, "You watched me beat cancer." Oh my God, I didn't know that. "You've watched the babies grow into the most amazing little humans and everything in between, but I'm not going anywhere, and I can promise you that you're going to love what comes next."
Oh, God.
So a source told the Post that following Tarek's marriage to Heather L. Musa, staying on the show made things complicated. The insider said it's not ideal to have two exes who share children working together so closely while their significant others are just standing by.
Right.
El Moussa proposed to Heather in August 2020 and they just got married. So I guess, is Tarek trying to make it seem like he's going to continue on the show alone?
It's kind of how it sounds. I mean, they're both, Heather they're could both swing
horrible.
In.
They're both horrible. But Tarek is 100% worse.
Oh, really?
Well, he was the one who went into the mountains wielding a gun.
Well.
And he's the one who's always yelling at Christine on the show about like her expensive tile.
Stop.
So yeah, maybe him and Heather are.
Well,
gonna
I
do
could
something.
See that because mm-hmm. they really like ride or die for each other, and they work together as this like fame thirsty couple. So yeah. They're great for each other. Yeah. And she's also like she knows from real estate, also like interior design mm-hmm. a little bit, probably better than tacky pants over there.
That's actually a great point.
So maybe she's just like sliding in.
Oh my God, Christina
will die.
Formerly El Moussa, now Hack, will not be well.
No. You deeply
like,
on.
Because like Tarek and Christina were like thirsty in their own right, but Tarek and Heather are
next level.
Are 2.0.
Yep.
Like beyond. I mean, the People magazine's drops every single day. Like, here is Heather Rae Young's favorite cupcake recipe. Like, they're
this
out of
control. This is my favorite nail polish yeah. color. They're anything out of control. They could get written up about, they yeah. do.
Heather Rae Young, here's what's in my purse. Like, beyond. Beyond. So thirsty.
I would do hear what's in my purse.
But do you think their show would be on Netflix?
Yeah, that's the other thing. They're like, so HGTV, you said?
Yeah.
They're like, level up.
Or Discovery Plus. But I don't think Heather Rae Young could do both.
No, she probably would have to stay on Netflix, right? Contractually speaking.
Yeah, and they should do a show on Netflix.
Honestly, I'd watch the shit out of it.
Me too.
Right?
Heather has like great style.
She really does. Great taste.
Great taste.
Great taste. You know great taste, right?
No, what's that?
Do you want? I can tell you when we're done.
Oh, okay.
What fine, my bridal shower.
Okay.
My first marriage.
Oh, okay.
Was literally like a hazing session at a sorority. Huh. It was horrible. And there was somebody at the shower who was like, it was like my family v his family.
Okay.
And every time I'd open a gift from her people, she would go like this.
Great taste. Oh, that's fucking funny.
Isn't it great? And that's every time hilarious. I'd open one from my people, it was like side eye central.
Ooh.
One of my bridesmaids left crying and said, "I've never felt fatter or poorer."
Oh.
And I
that's
said, same.
Terrible.
So now great taste.
Well, speaking of Netflix, our fifth and final story, they have a new show. Netflix Reality Games is recruiting the streamer's unscripted stars to compete against each other. So the reality worlds are colliding in a new Netflix competition series where fan favorites from The Circle, Love is Blind, and Too Hot to Handle mm-hmm. are going head-to-head on Netflix Reality Games.
What?
The streaming service announced on Wednesday, their knowledge, speed, and strength will be put to the test as they compete against each other across three separate events. Contestants include Too Hot to Handle's Francesca Farrago
okay.
and Harry Jowsey.
Okay.
The Circle's Joey Sasso and Delisa St. Agath. And Love is Blind's Lauren Speed Hamilton and Cameron Hamilton. Oh, and Selling Sunset star Chrishell Stouse will host the three-episode series, which just launched on Netflix's YouTube channel.
Huh.
Wow, who cares? I thought it was going to be on TV. YouTube.
That's crazy.
Oh, in the teaser, it appears as though Love is Blind's Matt Barnett hits the ground running. And Amber's there too. I mean, I love the OG cast of Love is Blind.
So I actually don't watch the show, but my wife weirdly does because she refuses to watch anything Bravo.
Right.
So she's a huge fan. But I will say this. My boy, do you know Chris Burns, Fat Carrie Bradshaw?
Mm-mm.
You need to meet him. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. He just started a podcast with Netflix with one of the girls from Love is Blind season one.
Oh, who?
Like, if I could... Well, it's called We Have the Receipts. I pulled it up while I was sitting here. And I think her name's Lauren...
Lauren Speed Hamilton?
I'm looking it right now. Oh, my God. Yes, Lauren Speed Hamilton.
I fucking love her. She was, like, the best. She's married now. She's been married to someone she met on the show for like a couple years now. It's really cute.
So, but I feel like, so the whole show is about reality TV shows on Netflix.
Right.
So I feel like they're starting to kind of do this like MTV Real World Rules Challenge
It's feeling
thing.
Like the Disney Channel games.
Like, I like it.
Where everyone is like getting on different teams and wearing the same colors and competing. And it feels a little stupid and childish, but we'll see. I mean, it's a YouTube show. I didn't realize. I thought it was going to be on the streaming service. So I actually will never
I wonder
see
why
this.
They're doing that. Like, it's just like, I mean, they've got some serious slop on there. So just throw that on. No, see how it does.
They have such shit on fucking Netflix and they're still not going to renew The Society for a season two. Did you ever watch The Society?
Uh-uh.
It was one season of the literally the greatest piece of television I've probably ever watched in my life.
It's about apocalyptic thingamajiggers?
Yeah. Apocalyptic thingamajiggers. I won't spoil it for you, but it's about like this cast of high school kids who end up in like the most twisted parallel universe. And it's like really crazy.
Okay.
And we got left on such a cliffhanger and the fucking Netflix canceled it.
It's like the OA.
I don't know what that is.
What? I'm jealous. Actually, but then I feel sad because it just
don't watch
same
The Society.
Thing. And don't watch The OA. But if you did, like, you know what I'm talking about.
No,
it's so good.
And they have such trash on there. No offense. I know. Like, The Circle.
Give me a break.
Give me a fucking break.
I know.
And give me a Society season two.
So give me this. Don't put this on YouTube. Give me this on Netflix.
Yeah, totally. Like, Netflix has such weird priorities.
They're strange. Even though
did you see they announced they're doing a, like, a real in-person comedy festival?
How so?
They're going to, like... They're doing in LA like 3 days of comedy. It's like a comedy festival, like Just for Laughs or.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah. Is that smart?
That's very smart.
Because they're really at the helm of like comedy. Like if you get a Netflix special, like your career's made.
I know. On Netflix?
Yeah.
I know. It's crazy.
Gotta get me one of those.
We'll get you one of those.
Working on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was with Fast Five. Taylor, thank you for breaking that down. Thank you for sharing some inside scoop from the Vanderpump Rules of it all and Ocean's birthday party. Ocean is Lala's baby, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I get confused between Ocean and Summer because their names are like natural elements and they were born like on the same day. Is that fair?
That's totally fair. Okay.
When I was a kid, I used to be like hella confused by Julia Roberts and Sandra Bullock. Like they were the same person.
No, they're so not.
They're literally the same person. They're like brunette white ladies. Were there ever two celebrities? Julia Roberts and Sandra
Bullock.
She has
red hair. Like all the time.
Wait, I'm sorry, Lizzie. Did you hear what Taylor just said? Julia Roberts has red hair?
Pretty Woman. That was like her breakout role. She has red hairs.
What the fuck
are you talking about? You know what? This is going to be the thing that ends our friendship.
Literally, Julia Roberts has red hair?
Yeah, like not all the time, but a lot. And Sandra Bullock has like super dark brown hair.
Okay, I'm not going to
Maybe Julia has light brown at times.
The thing is,
I'm livid. I can't even look at you
right now. I'm not going to defend like me as a child being confused by these two ladies because like, sure, it was confusing. But I will not back down on Julia Roberts having red hair. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's red.
That's okay. First of all, we're looking at one picture where she looks blonde.
Well, she's
and by the way,
ombre.
When I was a kid, she had like curly
red.
Yeah. That's not red.
It's not dark brown.
You guys, let us know in the comments. Does Julia Roberts have red hair? Now we're going to dive into Dear Toasters, which is our advice segment. If you ever want to write in, deartoasters@gmail.com is the email. We will read your prompt anonymously, and we will do our best to give non-judgmental advice, but no promises.
Yes.
And Dear Toasters is brought to you by Canva Pro. Making content is an essential part of what we do to keep the show going, but it hasn't always been a seamless creative process. So if you look at our Instagram, you know the show is literally fueled by Canva Pro. It is we don't have a graphic designer. It is the most seamless way to make content for social, for your website. It's easy. You don't have to be a graphic designer. And ever since we found Canva Pro, we can do anything like a pro, designing on any device. So Canva Pro is a design platform that empowers you to create and share stunning content in just a few clicks. Designing with Canva Pro is amazingly fast and fun. Choose from thousands of templates that are easy to customize or start from scratch. Canva Pro has endless premium fonts, photos, videos, and so much more that add personality and edge to whatever you're designing. So we make all of our guest cards on Canva. We make our schedules while Jackie's away. They're all being made on Canva because not all of us have a wife who's perfect at design and video and everything. Some of us have to do things ourselves. And literally any graphic you see on our Instagram is made on Canva. Neither of us are true graphic designers. Canva Pro is the exact thing you need for your business. Whether you're an influencer, you have an Etsy store, it's perfect. Their content planner also offers you the ability to save time creating and posting social media content too. You and your team can unlock everything Canva Pro has to offer for just $12.99 a month. Ooh. Design like a pro with Canva Pro. And right now you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use promo code. Go to canva.me/toast to get your free 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/toast. canva.me/toast to get the free 45-day extended trial. canva.me/toast. Okay, you ready?
I'm going to get it.
Yeah, by the way.
A million percent.
Do you use it for like your Taylor Schrecker show?
I should start.
It's literally all of our, like, we don't have a graphic designer, everything we make, and it takes 4 seconds. Like,
oh, I'm getting
it. And they have
it.
An app. You can do it on the computer or your phone.
Okay, perfect.
It's everything. Okay. Hey, Claudia and Jackie. Well, hey, Claudia and Taylor.
Rude.
I'm going to cut right to it. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 5 years now, and we've been living together for the past 2 years. Okay. He's 30 and I'm 25. Up until, I would say, a year and a half ago, I started to notice that my brothers, who are 31 and 27, feel some type of way about my boyfriend. Hmm. Didn't think too much into it, but then one of my brothers pulled me aside and asked me if everything was okay. I was taken aback because, yeah, everything was totally fine. He laid out his concerns about my boyfriend, saying he's controlling and I don't come around much anymore. Keep in mind, I have a full-time job. I live about 45 minutes outside of the city with no car, and my one brother lives close to my parents, and the other brother lives with my parents still.
Oh.
So, of course, they're all seeing each other.
Right.
I told my brother it's not as easy for me to come back to the suburbs every time that a random plan pops up. We moved on from the convo, and then about a year later, we are at my brother's wedding overseas, and I know my boyfriend was beyond drunk and stupid and very annoying, but all of a sudden, my parents also mention how they've had enough of my boyfriend. Let's call him Bob. So now I'm an emotional wreck. One moment, I'm annoyed with how my boyfriend is acting. I'm annoyed with how my boyfriend is acting drunk, to finding out all my friends and family feel like they don't like my boyfriend anymore. Now, this is my dilemma. I love my family and I take what they say seriously, but I feel like it has affected my relationship. I feel like I cannot move on without both sides being happy and all getting along. But I also do not want him out of my life. If some sort of understanding does not happen, please help. What side do you take when family and boyfriends don't get along? Sincerely, Ooh. A confused and saddened toaster. I mean, this is tough because you're obviously like in the relationship, so... Are you saying your relationship's totally fine because it is, or because you're delusional and you're being controlled? Like, you know?
Right, exactly.
Like, I have to assume that your family's never coming from a bad place.
Yeah, but not a bad place, but maybe a selfish place. Yeah. And a lot of times it's easier to blame the new partner or even the long-term partner than it is to actually, like, blame the person in the relationship.
Right, like, you're not coming around because you live 45 minutes away and everyone lives on the same block. Like, that has nothing to do with your boyfriend.
Nothing. But it's easy to point the finger.
Right.
And then, like, if he gets drunk once and it's like, he's the drunk one. It's like, they can't let it go.
I also hate when people make just, like, blanket statements. Like, he's controlling. Really? When? How? Just give me an example. So,
like how I was with Meredith Marks. They hate his outfits.
Right.
Exactly. It's like, give me something concrete.
So, you know what? I feel like, as much as you probably are avoiding these conversations, like, why don't you sit down with them and be like, okay, what are you talking about? Because I'm not seeing what you're seeing. So give me some examples of how he's controlling, when you felt like I was being controlled, when he wasn't being a good partner. You can't just say these blanket statements without proof.
I've been in every single role that we just heard in that one scenario. Mm-hmm. So, like, I have had, okay, so I was married to husband.
Definitely been the partner.
I've definitely been the partner that was disliked by the family with husband. Great taste. I wonder why they didn't like me. I mean, everybody had skin in the game on that one. But my parents started to not like him. Mm. In addition to, like, the fighting with his family, but he would always do this thing where we would, because we're from New York, right? So we would be around Boston visiting my parents, and it's like a 6-hour drive back. Right. So we would leave, and he'd be talking about our dinner reservations on a Sunday night, and my mom felt like he was excited to
go
leave.
Home. Yeah.
And I was like, no, he's just excited about dinner. That's like, our life is food. And then we fight, and then we eat food, and that's like how we survive. But she felt like he was being rude because she was so sad that we were leaving.
I mean,
and
it
she
is
was like,
rude.
It is, but she was like, before him, you'd stay till like late at night. And I was like, well, that's because I was like, you decide for me.
Right.
And now after him, I still like want to leave at a certain time and I still want to eat food on Sunday night.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. It's that I can't fully blame him. Like, my mom thought my now wife was a seductress when we first got together. And was taking advantage of me and my, like, new divorcee. Oh. So, like, that's the thing is, families can be well-intentioned, but fucking wrong.
That's true. That's definitely true.
So, don't, like, and especially if you like your partner a lot, and it's really good just between the two of you, there's really no need to, like, just don't end it because of your family. Like, you also, there's a role that you have to play in, like, sticking up for your partner. Yeah. Like, sometimes, like, with Tay's, like, friends, oh my God, she had this big friend group, and I love them, but they're in, like, now, but in the beginning, Tay was like everybody's closeted lesbian, like, girlfriend.
Right.
So when I came around, she was like no longer available to them, mm-hmm. and they resented me for it. But like, it wasn't me. But I'm sure they were like, Taylor Strecker's controlling. Right. She's never around anymore.
Right.
It's her fault.
Right.
So
no, but when you're in a relationship, like, I don't know, it depends on who it is and what it is. But like, you're supposed to spend the majority of your time like with that person.
Yeah. It's like healthy and normal.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So I would definitely continue asking questions. Never stop asking questions. But don't. Unless they really give you a good reason. Sounds like you haven't gotten a good reason to doubt your relationship at all.
No, and getting drunk one night doesn't count.
I agree. Like, we've all been the
haven't
person.
Haven't we all been there?
We've all been the person at a wedding who needed to be carried upstairs by the mayor of a major city. Yeah, that happened to me.
I mean, I nearly, like, took Jackie's wedding down.
Oh, you did?
I threw a Chanel bag. Karl Lagerfeld died 2 days later.
You
I killed Karl Lagerfeld.
Like, in an Uber, like, no, I think
no, my
cab.
Wife left me at the wedding. Oh. I sat at a table with Heather McMahon and her man's and cried and flirted with your male cousins.
Oh, good, good.
I was a shit show.
Oh my God, you know what's so funny? Like, there was so much going on at the wedding. Like, nobody even noticed. You're fine.
I harassed a pop icon. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, good, 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 good. Moving on. Hello, Claudia and Taylor. Longtime listener, first time writer. I don't even know how to start this. So the dear toaster from before the maternity leave made me brave enough and I decided to write in. Okay. For context, I'm married and absolutely in love with my husband. For the last year, we've been exploring our sexual fantasies and we both expressed wanting a threesome. Mm-hmm. Oh, so before we went on maternity leave, somebody had written in being like, this, you know, guy, she's a crush at this guy at work. And like, he asked if she would have a threesome with He asked if she would have a threesome with him and his wife.
Okay. And so she was
the extra.
Yes.
And so I was all for it. I'm like, girl, you're young. Just like, you might have to leave your job afterwards. But like, if you don't like your job, it's fine.
Right.
And Jackie was like, don't do it. Don't mix business with pleasure. Jackie was just being like conservative queen. But I was like, go for it. So that's what she's referring to.
Okay.
Me more so than my husband were into the idea. He is more into the watching game, but will participate if that's what I want. The conundrum is that I'm terrified of my public presence. We're not famous by any means, but oh my gosh, what if someone I know is on one of those apps? We recently joined one and even paid for a membership, getting a lot of likes on our photos with our faces blurred, and I'm still too chicken shit to message people back. We don't want a relationship with anyone, purely just a night of fun. I trust my partner and he trusts me, so why am I freaking out even though I initiated this? I know it's not something y'all partake in, but any advice for a wannabe wild woman? I just feel like this would be so fun, but I'm so anxious for some reason. Sincerely, I want to be a wild one.
Okay, so I am a conservative queen as well.
Yeah.
Shockingly, I know.
I'm a conservative queen in practice, but like, I really encourage other people to live their best, most wild lives.
I'm just so jealous. I can't even like begin to think about sharing in the bedroom. So like, I don't even understand how it would even go.
Right. Well, so, you also have a different dynamic because this girl's in a hetero relationship.
Right. But I mean, like when she's saying, I mean, if I would take a straight man into our relationship if he paid the bills and wanted to watch us have sex. But right. That's where it ends.
Brian Kelly.
But, I mean, listen, she's curious enough to, like, take those steps. So, but obviously, there's a desire there.
The only reason she hasn't followed through with it is because she's nervous she'll see someone that she knows on this app. But guess what? That person's also on the app.
Yeah.
So, you have nothing to be ashamed of.
No, and it's like,
Just do it. No. Or, you know what? Drive like an hour outside your city, like go to a bar, like do it the real, like the, you know,
the old fashioned way.
The old fashioned way. If you're
with a stranger.
If you're nervous about seeing someone on the app, even though I didn't know they made apps for that.
I didn't either.
What's it called?
Well, the thing though is, Thrindler? Really? Maybe you'll find Claudia on there.
Literally. No, by the way, the thing is, like, I could never have a threesome.
No.
No. Me neither. Mm-mm. First of all, I'm like so unbelievably jealous, and I'm so unbelievably famous. Like everyone would be talking about it.
So see, I'm so unbelievably jealous and so unbelievably insecure. Like by nobody can see me naked.
If you had, oh, by the way, that's the real reason I will never have a threesome. If by some if I wake up one day, it's like Freaky Friday, and I wake up in the body of like a sickening model. Sure, I'll have a million threesomes. Until that day, absolutely not. If you had to, like, gun to your head, if you had to bring someone into your relationship for one night, like a bed in the bed, would you bring man or a woman?
Oh, a man for
you've
sure.
Done both.
A man
with Taylor
for sure.
Donahue, be okay with that?
I would bring in a man because I'm so competitive,
right?
So like, we have to bring in the ding-a-ling, so that way there's like, I'm not comparing my bod,
right?
I have a really good friend from kindergarten.
Is that who you want to bring in?
And he just got married this past like fall. And after the wedding, he married a man. And we played Spin the Bottle. And I was so jealous. There weren't even words. So like,
what happened?
I've never played Spin the Bottle in my entire life. Like, you guys, I could barely handle gay guys and gay women playing Spin the Bottle.
Right. So did you have to kiss anyone?
Yeah, but I got to kiss my friend Chris.
Was it passionate?
And it was kind Steamy? Of like everything because we knew each other since we were in kindergarten.
Tongue?
And we were in love in kindergarten,
tongue?
But we weren't allowed to kiss in kindergarten.
Tongue?
No tongue. I don't do tongue. And I said, Tay, no fucking tongue.
Who did Tay kiss?
She got to kiss Chris's husband, Zenon.
Was it just the four of you?
He's going to fucking kill me that I'm saying their names
on
air.
Was it just the four of you?
No, it was like a lot of people from the wedding.
Oh my, that actually sounds so fun.
It was fun, but also not. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would leave crying. Like, if Ben kissed anyone, I would seriously, like, die.
But so afterwards, Tay was like, well, because we want to have kids and we're going to look at sperm donors.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, if we want to have kids with Chris and Zenon, we could do it the old-fashioned way.
Right.
Biggest fight of our life.
Why?
So that's because I say a man. Even a gay man, I could get in a fight with.
That is so funny.
And I saw Chris recently, and I was like, if we come, they're going to be like in France. I was like, if we come to France with you, like, no joke. Like, don't even joke about an orgy.
Right.
And he was like, no, after Spin the Bottle, I understand, like, you're psychotic.
Because then the both of you could get pregnant, and then you could both have babies for both of you.
I know, right?
It'd be so cute.
I know, but I can't handle it.
No, of course not.
But anyway, live your best life, girl.
Yeah, I think just, like, if it's something you really want to do, like, just do it. And if you're worried about seeing someone else on the app, just remember that person's also on the app. They're worried about seeing other people. They're not going to be looking at you. They're going to be like, is anyone looking at me? It's fine. Just do it. It's obviously a fantasy of yours, and I feel like you'll be really excited after it's done.
Yeah,
do it.
And also, if you do it, can you let us know how it went?
Yeah, so we always encourage people to write in with updates. They never do. and it's so fucking annoying. They just leave us hanging. Please write us in with an update. All right, here's our third and final one. I'm seeking some friendship advice. I've met my friend almost 2 years ago out drinking one night. For some background, I'm in my mid-20s, and my friend Anna is in her early 30s. Anna recently broke up with her toxic boyfriend and moved out of his apartment to live by herself. Before moving out, we probably saw each other every other weekend. Now that she lives by herself, all of her free time isn't consumed by him. She's been up my ass, and I cannot handle it. She texts me every single day and sometimes multiple times a day.
Ugh.
I'm not the biggest texter.
You. The look.
I have a long distance boyfriend, and we don't even text as frequently as she texts me.
Ugh.
The texts have started to give me the friendship ick. It's really the only way I can describe it. I got this term from watching too much Love Island. Every little thing is starting to annoy me with her now, and I don't know what to do. Do I just start ignoring her texts? I've tried this before, and she thinks I'm mad at her. I don't think I feel comfortable telling her because I don't want her to think that I'm not there for her. I attached a recent text thread so you can see what I mean.
Oh,
any
please.
Advice is appreciated. Okay. The girl wrote, hope you had a good night. Wish you guys were here tomorrow night. Love you. Sleep well. That's at Thursday, 9:50.
Okay.
Friday, 5:20 p.m. Hi, baby. Saturday, 9:13. Hope you're having a good weekend, my babe. Sunday, 11:56. Love you. Yeah, that's like a guy who, like, wants... That's really, look, like, that's...
Oh, wow.
This is the thing. In this life, there's two kinds of people. People who have overwhelmingly blue text messages and people who have overwhelmingly gray text messages. If your message threads with your friends and family are all blue, meaning you're the one who sent them, like, you need to reevaluate your life and, like, spend less time on your phone and maybe realize the people in your life, like, don't fuck with you. And if you have so many gray messages, that's like, oh my God, I'm so popular. Maybe I should respond to more people in a time of fashion. How many unopened text messages do you have in your phone right now?
Today?
Yeah.
Want to take a guess?
Yeah.
Guess.
764. More?
1,212.
Oh my God, that's psychotic. You want to know how many I have? 11, because they've acquired while I've been sitting here. And I'll open them after and respond to them accordingly.
Listen, a lot of that's from, like, Drizzly. I order a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, I know, but why don't you just open them and then, like, why do you have to leave them unopened?
I don't know. I feel like they're, like, somehow they're going to hack my identity.
Oh my God, you are showing your age here at the Morning Toast.
Oh, man.
Well, let's have this girl, like... The thing is, do you want to be friends with this girl in perpetuity, or you've seen what you've seen and you're good? Like, because if you're done with her, just stop answering. But it is kind of rude to, like, leave someone when they're going through a hard time. Like,
I know.
You could be next. You know, like, it's always easy to be, like, high and mighty when things are going well for you. But, you know, we're all, like, minutes away from an impending something, losing our job, breakup, mental breakdown. And so, like, if you're not there for the people in your life who are going through a hard time, they're not going to fucking be there for you either.
And karma's a bitch.
And nothing, I always think when things are going well for me, I'm like, oh, something bad's about to happen. Like,
I know.
And, you know, like, something bad, like, went on in my personal life, like 8 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And now I feel like, oh my God, it's only been 8 months since, like, something bad has happened to me. Like, I'm ready for my next bad thing.
Oh God. I know. I get it.
It's a terrible way to live.
I feel like maybe develop some sort of a system. Like, you can take the weekends off, but then, like, give her, like, a phone date. Like, I don't know, on a God, like a Wednesday,
like a
FaceTime or something. Yeah. Give her maybe something, because she's going through it right now. But, like, I also understand, like, especially on the weekends.
Yeah, just know she's reaching out because she, like, needs someone to talk to. Like, isn't that sad?
But that's, yes, it's sad, but it's also a responsibility. And obligation is, like, nothing triggers me more than obligation.
A burden.
Like, I love a bitch that's like, hey, let's do something, but also we also don't have to.
Yeah, I also love a friendship, and I feel like our friendship is like
totally.
Like, we never need to talk. We really don't talk.
Never.
But then it's like we'll have to go for like, you know, a bi-monthly meal to catch up on everything.
Yes, but then we do.
Yeah, and I just don't really believe like friendships. If you live in the same city as the person, friendships should be maintained via text message. Like, you don't need to be texting your friends all that much unless there's like something going on. It's like, let's go out to eat. Uh-huh. We'll catch up on everything we could have texted about for a week.
Yep. I had a friend from college. We're not friends anymore. I asked her to please downgrade me because she required too much.
Yeah.
And there was a point where she was going through something hard, genuinely hard. A parent was passing away. It was awful, horrible, horrible. And one of our mutual friends like said to me, hey, something just happened. There was like addiction involved. So that's like why it was like such a long drawn out thing. And our friend was like, oh, something bad happened with so-and-so's parent. Just text her. So I texted her. I said, hey, so-and-so told me about something that happened. How are you? And she said to me, you know, that's really annoying that someone had to tell you. And I said, why? I'm like, I didn't know. Like, if you need me, please let me know and I will be there for you. And she was like, no, I need friends that check in so frequently that they know what I'm going through. And I said, well, girl, like I want to be there for you, but I can't like change my complete genetic makeup.
Right. Yeah. So no, some people are like that. Like, and I have a lot of friends who I actually feel bad who like text all the time. Like, they're so good. And like, if it weren't for them, like maybe we'd never keep in touch. But like, for me, I'm just not that girl. Like, text me, we'll go to lunch and we'll catch up on everything.
Yeah. If you need me, you need to let me know you need me.
Yeah, me too. And I'm never shy about like telling my friends, like, I need you to show up to this.
Exactly.
So with this girl, like, I just evaluate where you want to have this friendship be at, but also don't be a bitch because she's obviously going through something.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Would it kill you to have a little compassion?
Maybe give her like, I don't know, what should she give her? Once a week?
Xanax?
Like, give her Xanax. In-person hang once a week?
That's a lot. We don't even hang out that much and you're like one of my best friends.
I know. So what should she give?
Once a week phone call.
Fine.
For like the next 2 months.
FaceTime.
Yeah, FaceTime.
Zoom, FaceTime. FaceTime's good
because you could like, you know, answer emails while also like still being attentive.
Exactly. And you don't have to like walk out your front door.
Right.
Which is the worst thing. The
hardest part. Well, that was Dear Toasters. And if you guys ever want to write in, the email is deartoasters@gmail.com. That's how you can get to us, and we'll always keep your shit anonymous and we'll try our best to give good, healthy advice. That is our show.
Yes.
That was Taylor Strecker on the toast. She will definitely be back while Jackie's on maternity leave. So tomorrow we've got Sophia Franklin, and the next day we have Josh Peck. So it's a great lineup for the rest of the week. Taylor, you're a queen. If you guys liked what you heard here, the Taylor Strecker Show on Patreon is 2 hours of daily radio, Monday through Friday. Yep. It's patreon.com/TheTaylorStreckerShow.
Yep.
Amazing. And follow Taylor on Instagram. She needs the followers.
Please.
And I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show. Julia Roberts does not have red hair. Thank you so much for listening. If you're watching this episode on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. Wherever you listen to podcasts, find us The Morning Toast. Leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Taylor, I love you. I love Toasters, you. I love you. Have an amazing day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Happy hump day. Bye.